This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Missouri House Committee investigating Governor Eric Greitens is continuing to meet this week, even though the rest of the legislature is on spring break. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis takes a look at the lawmakers on the panel.
The committee chairman is State Representative Jay Barnes, a Republican from Jefferson City who's in his last year in the State House. While he's usually loyal to the GOP, Barnes is best known in the Capitol for the times he's broken ranks. In 2013, he supported some form of Medicaid expansion. State Republican leaders blocked the idea. And last session, Barnes, a lawyer, warned on the House floor of legal problems in a controversial bill to make it harder for workers to sue for discrimination. Most Republicans backed the measure, which is now law. Still, Barnes and his investigative panel have gotten high marks from GOP leaders, including House Majority Whip Steve Lynch, a Republican from Waynesville.
They'll do it right, and they'll do it fairly with Representative Barnes, which is really important, I think, to everyone.
House Speaker Todd Richardson set up the 7-person panel less than a month ago. Aside from Barnes' reputation as a maverick, he's also known for being among Greitens' early supporters for governor. The governor is accused of invading the privacy of his then-mistress when he allegedly took a partially nude photo of her in 2015. A St. Louis grand jury has indicted Greitens in the matter, and a trial is set to begin on May 14. He has pleaded not guilty and wants the case resolved earlier. Regardless of what happens in St. Louis, the House committee meeting in Jefferson City has the power to recommend legislative action against the governor. That includes impeachment. The panel even has the support of State Representative Shamed Dogan, a Republican from Baldwin who has called for Greitens to step down.
I trust that they will be able to dig into this information and come to a solid determination about what to do.
So far, Barnes has kept the proceedings secret. April 9 is the tentative deadline for the panel to make a recommendation.
We are on track, I believe, to release a report of some sort. And again, let me put the asterisk on that statement of the committee may determine that we need to do more fact-finding before we release a report.
The panel's 6 other legislators include 4 Republicans and 2 Democrats. The vice chair is Donald Phillips, a Republican from Kimberling City, who's a former state trooper and high school coach. The other Republicans include lawyer Kevin Austin from Springfield, Sean Rhodes from West Plains, who spent more than a decade in law enforcement, and Jeannie Lauer of Blue Springs, who runs a business consulting firm. The 2 Democrats are Tommy Pearson Jr., a pastor in St. Louis County, and Gina Mitten, a lawyer from Richmond Heights. House Democratic leader Gail McCain Beatty of Kansas City had wanted her party to have more seats on the panel.
We're putting a lot of trust and faith in Representative Barnes that he is going to handle this appropriately and fairly.
The panel members have kept quiet publicly. But Mitten was very critical of Greitens when she appeared on the Missouri Times weekly political show days before her appointment to the panel.
This governor ran on integrity and cleaning things up, and he has shown repeatedly over the past, whatever it's been, 18 months, that he's unable to do that.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Kehoe, a Republican from Jefferson City, has high praise for the House panel so far.
Even though they're Republican and Democrat, it seems like the speaker really did a good job of picking people that I think will keep an open mind and consider the facts.
The Senate will get involved only if the House takes action. Greitens and his lawyers have repeatedly attacked the St. Louis investigation, but they are saying little about the House panel that could decide his future. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.